society.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You are now tuned into the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That lengthy piece we just heard there is from the newest Shit and Shine triple LP, just released on the Rock is Hell. First pressing of that, I think about 250 copies sold out. Repress coming soon. That song there is from Side F, simply called F. Special guest in the studio today, Joe Smiglicki from the Unit Structure label. Going to be playing a lot of stuff from his cassettes and CDRs. Is that what you're focused on right now?
Yes, at the moment, we have a slew of cassettes and CDRs. We also are coming out with a 7-inch in the summer.
Okay, who's going to be on that one?
That'll be the Family Studies 7-inch.
Okay. Who's in that group?
That is Matthew Reed and Carter Gilchrist, who are also part of the label.
That's right. So it's a sort of a three-headed Hydra beast running the
label.
It's a four-headed.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We're actually based in Vancouver and Calgary.
Okay.
We're pretty tight with the Bug Incision guys out there, who are also another really rad label putting out experimental music.
Okay. So kind of a brother label hookup there.
You need the family ties, right?
Yeah, it's true. In this day and age, you got to find any way you can to get those units, especially in Canada. Is it tough so far running this label here? Have you found from what I've dealt with a lot of people who running labels all across Canada, and it's expensive to ship here in general, you know, especially when you're getting into LP territories. I know cassettes and CDRs aren't necessarily that expensive to get from one end of the country to the other, but records are. I mean, it's like $12,
$13. It's the size of the records, even tapes. You know, they have that, like, if it's over a quarter of an inch, it's a parcel.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you got to get a good guy at the post office who will kind of like, they have that tester little slot and they'll force it through sometimes.
That's why I got to get a job at the post office.
Yeah, there you go. So can you give us a roundup of some of the stuff that you've released, maybe the beginning of the label, like some of the first releases?
The first couple of batches have been pretty much a backlog of everything that we've recorded. With Family Studies, Church of Jeffrey Adams, we recently put out a triple cassette natural of, it's all improvised music from 2008 to 2009 with Whitney Oda, Carter, and Matthew. And they would jam 2 to 3 times a week for 2 years, and they recorded everything.
Okay.
And this is kind of a spliced best of. Each guy got a tape, put their favorite tracks on there, and now it's out.
Oh, wow. That must have been quite the undertaking to go through all those recordings.
I think it took just as long to go through it for them. And a lot of arguing between the three.
Yeah.
No, this is going on my tape.
Yeah.
No, it's mine.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'll give you this if you give me, like, trading baseball cards.
Yeah,
and stuff.
A lot of rock, paper, scissors, I bet.
Yeah.
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 So let's play something from the first disc you handed me. Let's ease the folks into the day here. Maybe let's start off something a bit more.
We're not going to ease people into this. We're going to punch them in
All
the
right,
face.
All right, let's blast open some ears. It's 10 o'clock already.
Come this is Natural. It's off their first tape of the three disc. It is White Squirrel. It's actually from their first jam.
What's the track number on that one?
It is number one.
Number one. Okay, folks, you heard it. We're going to play that. Is this a lengthy piece? We're going to hear the whole thing, or is it?
Yeah. I think it's about 3-5 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Turn it up.
All right, here we go, folks.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattoo Inc., The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Music, the art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. Last track we heard there was from Aaron Dillaway. The track was called After the Showers, just released on Hanson. It's a double LP entitled Modern Jester. Before that was Vatican Shadow with Chopper Crash Marines Names released. Just put out by Type, an LP, actually a reissue of a cassette released on his own Hospital Records. And Vatican Shadow is Dominic Furno, also known as Prurient, and playing in Cold Cave currently. And before that was Monkst with An Ocean of Insects, taken from a recent cassette on the Unit Structures cassette and CDR label. Natural, right before that, with White Squirrel, with a little bit of an excerpt from that. We didn't quite get the whole thing in there.
The power cut it from the entire block.
Well, the music was so powerful, it sucked up so much energy.
Killed everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, you only got to hear half of it, folks. You'll have to come to the Zoo Shop this Friday for the Unit Structure
Saturday.
Showcase. Is it Saturday?
Saturday. Did I tell you Friday?
You told me Friday.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're forgiving here at Pop Drones. This Saturday at the Zoo Shop, you can pick up, I'm assuming, a plethora of releases from Unit Structure.
Bring a garbage bag.
Bring a car
to bring it all home. Not that it's garbage, and you'll have
a clean
so
garbage
much.
Bag, folks. Don't bring a garbage bag.
You can still bring your garbage.
Yeah.
Wait. No.
No. Don't bring your garbage.
No.
Okay. So give us a little bit of a lowdown on the show this weekend. You got a whole bunch of acts playing at the Zoo Shop.
Yeah, we dropped off a bunch of stuff for sale at Zoo Shop, and David listened to the Yankee tape. Ecstatic Dreamer, and absolutely loved it. Got in contact with us, wanted to do a label review, and he's been selling a ton of those tapes, and we're having a show.
Great.
And we actually got a few bands coming from Calgary. Our buddy Whitney has his solo project, Yankee, and Data Centaura, which is all Moog synthesizers, really interesting ambient stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yankee's going to have a live drummer. Seizure Salad is going to be doing the drumming.
Okay.
I love that name. So.
That's pretty great, actually. I think right up there with like Jello Biafra. And
yeah, I don't actually know the guy's name. I just know that he's Seizure Salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can see Seizure Salad live in action on the Skins this Saturday at the Zoo Shop. We are actually giving a pair of tickets away to that right now. You can call 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. We're going to make this nice and easy. You just got to call and say you want it. And we'll have a pair of tickets and a prize pack as well. You'll be able to pick that up at the door this Saturday at the Zoo Shop. So call anytime, folks, 604-822-CITR for a pair of tickets and a prize pack of Unit Structure releases. They are beautiful, beautifully packaged, by the way. Are you doing everything pro-dubbed? Are you going that route?
Yeah, we're getting all our stuff done in Richmond right now. We're also looking at...
There's a place in Richmond that's actually doing the dubbing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There is. It's Western Imperial.
Yeah, I knew they sold tapes and CDRs and cases and all that, but I didn't know they were doing dubbing too.
They're doing the dubbing. We're actually looking at going to Dubditch.
Oh, yeah.
He also does some dubbing.
Winnipeg label, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played him here in the past.
Yeah, he does a lot of tapes for Monkst and a lot of really awesome labels.
He just put out the, he did a No UFOs cassette last year.
Absolutely. That cassette blew me away.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. Well, he's got some more stuff coming out soon, too.
Yeah.
We'll be playing. We'll have Conrad from No UFOs in the studio here probably in the next couple of weeks. But anyways, that's great. So Imperial. So what's the name of the
Western Imperial?
Western Imperial. Because I know there's some companies in like the Midwest that are doing it. It's fairly inexpensive to get done, right? It's like less
somebody
than a dollar
should
a tape.
Really buy a dub machine in Vancouver. I think we have enough people here that want to put out cassettes. Somebody just rent the grand, buy one, set up a home business. You can do it at night. You just got to press play and leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and they usually you can get them doing like five tapes at a time at least, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many tape labels in town. Isolated Now Waves, Green Burrito, you guys. No UFOs doing his own label. Can't remember the name of it right now. But there's a lot of great cassette stuff going on in the city and has been for quite some time. But we're going to play some more stuff from Unit Structure here. What do we have lined up, Joe?
Let's play... The Church of Jeffrey Adams.
This is the track we lined up, right?
Oh, sorry, that is Lord Something.
Okay, we're gonna play that.
Off the new,
I already lined it up.
We're off not going the back. New CDR.
Okay.
No going back.
No going back now.
Only forward.
Yeah. Give us a bit of a rundown on this guy here.
I have
whatever
no
you got.
Idea. Oh, this guy is a complete mystery to me.
Okay. I like that.
I've never seen him. I don't know his name. He sent us his I'm being dead serious.
I believe you.
This is some weirdo stuff.
Okay. Where is he from? You tell me you know.
I don't know. He's from Alberta somewhere.
Okay.
I imagine he's in some hut with electricity.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Camping outside the tar sands and just ingesting the fumes, maybe.
Too many fumes.
Too many fumes.
You should listen to this stuff.
Okay. We're gonna line that up right now, folks. You were listening to the Pop Drones Show with special guest Joe Smiglicki from Unit Structure.
Antichrist to be some sort of nasty person? He's a nice man, but what does that have to do with the issue, folks?
Listening to the Pop Drones Show. Last piece we heard there was from a Lilacs and Champagne. The track was called Nice Man, taken from a very recent LP just released by the Mexican Summer label. Right before that was a Haunted Beard with Teenage Wizard, taken from a recent CDR called Video Deathbed, issued by Unit Structure, who we have here in the studio, and Locrian and Mammifer. Right there before that with Bless Them That Curse You, taken from an album of the exact same name, and Lord Something starting off that set with It Takes a Lot to Impress a Wizard. And at first they were, and Lord Something was a bit of a mystery man. This is what we were led to believe. It's come to light that
the group's not the grown case. In the last 15-20 minutes from one person in a hut to
on the edge of the tar sands.
Yeah. To it's 400% larger with four members. They're actually from Calgary. One of the dudes from Bug Incision, who we're super tight with, this is one of his projects. They don't really play that often, so they are still a mystery.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so what do we have something coming up here from Hobo Cubes. I've played a lot of his stuff here on Pop Drones in the past. Pretty prolific guy. How did you get in contact with him? He's based in Montreal, no?
Si.
Yes.
We. Our friend Whitney, who's in the label, he contacted him, just asked to put something out. Super stoked on that, and everyone's happy. So we have his tape out. It's available pretty much in all the record shops in Vancouver and in Calgary, and we'll have plenty at the show on Saturday, and we love it.
Yeah, that's great. How has the label been doing? You obviously have a website. What's the address for that?
It is unitstructure.ca.
Okay, and you can get all your releases on there.
Yeah, you can do mail order. If you live in town, give us an email. We'll meet up somewhere if you don't want to pay freight. We understand that. It's expensive.
Back alley tape trading.
That's where it's at. Yeah. It's black market, yeah. Right?
You were saying earlier off the air, you've had some people from all over kind of just stumble across.
We've had people from Texas email us, ask for the Hobo Cubes tape, and it's just interesting to see people that we don't know who should have no idea that we exist.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about the internet, and like we were talking about before with Weird Canada, just making things more aware of what's around, what's available, different labels, you know. So we have most of our orders, online orders, are from places that you wouldn't want to visit in the States.
It's probably just one isolated kid who's got a laptop and
who's bored, lonely, frustrated.
Yeah. Scrolling through the internet trying to find weird little labels like Unistructure to explore.
And now we can mail it off to him in a day rather than him ripping out an ad in Maximum Rock and Roll or you know, banana fish or something like that, and hoping that it's still in print.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of people kind of, you talk to the older generation, people in their 40s and 50s even, who did have to do a lot of that, the searching the back pages of a magazine and you know, hoping it arrives and sending a check. And you know, there's something to be said for that, but it's also great to kind of...
click three times and it's on its way?
Yeah, and but... You know, you have to go through a lot to kind of search some of these things out, and with the cassette format being so cheap, it's great to be able to just take a chance. Sometimes, you know, you can't always hear everything before you buy it, but you know,
for sure, for $5, like, how are you going to go wrong?
No, it's hard to complain, really.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're gonna play a piece here. It's a sidelong piece, but I just want to play a quick little excerpt from it. So this is Montreal's Hobo Cubes with Inside the Body of Eternity, taken from a cassette entitled Molecular Geometry. You can pick that up and more at the Zoo Shop this Saturday for the Unit Structure Showcase. Please, no more phone calls. We've given the tickets away. And yeah, thanks to Allison Murray for calling in. We will see you there this Saturday. Anyways, let's get into it with some more music here. This is Hobo Cubes.
I'm sorry. About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at OA.org.
You are still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there, last two actually, both taken from recent Panabrite LPs, the Seattle-based synth maestro. Last one we heard was Slipping Into the Deep, taken from Subaquatic Meditation. That's been issued by Aguirre, based out of Belgium. And right before that was Micro Life, taken from Soft Terminal, just issued by Digitalis. So two new LPs for Panabrite. Those are actually both his debut on vinyl. He's got a lot of cassettes and CDRs released over the last couple of years. Great to see him on Wax. Hobo Cubes right before that, with a track taken from Molecular Geometry, a new cassette released on local label Unit Structure. Actually somewhat local and Alberta, right?
Yeah, one of our friends, Whitney, moved over there a couple years ago now. He's originally from there. He moved for family reasons and kind of hook up the connections there with the local improv scene, noise, weirdo, yeah, with Bug Incision and
transferring things over to the West Coast over here.
It's all about networking,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
And driving 20 hours
to hand deliver some cassettes.
Yeah.
So we've got time for one more piece from Unit Structure. This is with Family Studies we're about to play.
Yeah, this is going to be coming out on the 7-inch in the summer. It's two fellows, Matt and Carter, Limited Express.
Excellent. And they'll be playing at the Zoo Shop this Saturday?
They'll be playing the song on Saturday.
Excellent. So you can catch Unit Structure and their whole bunch of bands from that label. Bring some money, pick up some tapes and some CDRs. So that's this Saturday at the Zoo Shop. And that's it for us this week on Pop Drones. Maybe we'll have time for one more piece right after Family Studies here. We'll see what time we got here. We've got the Student Hour coming up next. Joe, thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing the music. It's been great.
It's been a delight.
Yes. That's it until next week, folks. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. This is Family Studies.